Well, we are closely following the situation. We have taken note of the resignation of President Compaoré, and we have made a call to all the political stakeholders and civil society in Burkina Faso to work together in a spirit of consensus and responsibility in order to agree on a civilian-led transition that would culminate in the holding of free, fair, and transparent elections. We believe that it is important that the defense and security forces place themselves at the disposal of civilian authorities who should lead the transition, and that the defense and security forces should act in a republican spirit.
Will the African Union give a member state like Burkina Faso a specific time period within which to return the country, you know, to constitutional rule?
There is no specific time, but the practice is to ensure return to constitutional order as quickly as possible. And we believe that a successful transition in Burkina Faso should be a transition that is led by civilians. And we are calling on the defense and security forces to facilitate such a process.
What about the role of ECOWAS? How is the coordination between the African Union and ECOWAS since this happened within the purview of the sub-regional bloc ECOWAS? What is the cooperation there to address this specific challenge?
Well, ECOWAS and the African Union belong both to what we call the African Peace and Security Architecture, which provides for a specific role to be played by the regional economic communities as part of the overall African peace and security agenda. And we do work closely together on all issues of common interest. And the delegation that is currently in Ouagadougou is a delegation comprising representatives of the AU, the United Nations, and ECOWAS. And indeed, we do work closely together.
So what is the aim and objectives of the AU mission to help resolve this challenge in Burkina Faso?
Well, the aim is, of course, to assist the Burkinabe stakeholders to address the current challenges facing them, especially the political crisis. The delegation is still in Ouagadougou, so we are looking forward to its report so as to facilitate the next steps in the continent's response to the unfolding situation in Burkina Faso.
What is the AU's message to the people of Burkina Faso during this time?
Well, the message is one of readiness to support, to assist the Burkinabe people and political and social stakeholders in achieving their aspirations to change, to the deepening of democracy. And in this respect, we believe they should continue to work together in a spirit of consensus and responsibility, and they should all support a civilian-led transition that would lead to the holding as soon as possible of elections in the country.